Not a single mother. These people ain't give me a dang on thing. And I could use the help, but you know, I manage my money pretty decently. But I also was working a super good job when I moved back down here. And then I ended up having to leave that job for the job I'm at now, and I make like $8 less than what I was making. But I needed a job that worked with a Johnny's schedule. Johnny is in like a school that has therapists there all day. It's not in regular school. And I have to do like therapy meetings, get him medication, and mental health runs in my family. If y'all know the story about my oldest brother TJ, he had schizophrenia paranoia and he committed suicide. So when it comes to stuff like that and my child's mental health, I took it very serious. And my old job did not understand. They kept throwing money at me, but I was like, I appreciate that. I know I'm a good worker and I know what I'm doing, but I need to be able to leave at this time and get my child at this time. And they did not understand it. So that's why when I finally found this job, I told them the situation and they said, we can work with that. And but you know, like they said, they can't pay me a lot. But I was like, can y'all work with the schedule? So they was like, yes, we can work with the schedule. So my schedule, I need to be in at 7 o'clock and gone by 3 o'clock, period. That's all I can do. At the other job, they kept making me, they was like, you got to be here at 6 in the morning. You got to be here at 6 in the morning. You can't leave early. You can't leave at 3. You got to be here at 4 o'clock. And then I was like, I'm not finna keep doing this, and I can't do the stuff that I got to do for my child. And they wouldn't listen. So I left, and like I said, the job that I'm at now is wonderful. I do my job. They don't be hovering over me. Like, I do what I'm supposed to do from that 7 to 3 o'clock. I do exactly what I'm supposed to do. And I appreciate them for it. And they let me leave at 3 o'clock every day so I can get our Johnny out of school. And they let me come in at 7 so I can get him to school and stuff like that, because I don't really have any help. It's just me and our Johnny. So I appreciate that job. And I got everything pretty much. I got like a schedule for everything almost now, but now I'm looking for like I did sign up for some apartments because I am staying in my mom's old house, but it's not mine. So I did sign up for some based on income apartments and stuff like that, and I've been finding some nice areas that got based on income apartments. You know, because like I said, I'm not making a lot of money, but I manage very, very well. Plus YouTube and Twitch and Facebook and stuff like that, it comes in handy. It's not a lot. I might make $100 from YouTube next month. Twitch, I think I've been on Twitch since what, 2013, 2012, and I've only gotten paid two times from Twitch, and I think I've only made like $200 from Twitch. Facebook, I made an extra $1,000, and I just, you know, I do stuff that I'm supposed to do for our Johnny, clothes, food, you know, school activities, you know, all of that stuff, and then I try to put up what I can put up. So social media does come in handy a lot of the times, but like, it's not one big whop, so most of it is like spread out throughout the month to make sure I got gas money, and then make sure I cook, have food to cook, and then like I drive a little distance just, you know, saving all the little $100 and piece by piece that I would get from social media. So I think I'm doing okay. I don't really know, but I'm doing the best that I really can, to the best of my abilities, because I've never been like single dad. Like, I've always been a dad, but when our Johnny was small, he was always with his mom. Then I'd get him on the weekends. Then I got full custody with him. Me and Jay were still married, so she helped, but then we divorced, so it's just me. And then I had to like learn how to times it and everything. And like, I've always been good with handling money, except for YouTube, because I put so much money into YouTube at one point. Like I said, I think I talked about this. I put so much of my money into YouTube at one time, I actually went broke. Like, I was spending savings trying to buy the best stuff, mics, camera, and then like nothing was working. And then I actually moved from Georgia, and this makes me so mad. When I left Georgia with a Johnny, the clothes on my back and the shoes on my feet, and he did too, and I had $100 in my pocket. And I ended up, I think I made it home on Thursday, filled out an application that Friday, did the interview Friday. No, I filled out an application Thursday, made it home Thursday, filled out an application Thursday. When I did the interview Friday, started working Saturday, so that helped me right there. Just as soon as I came home, I started working and was able to get some money in my pocket. But what made me mad was I had to buy a lot of my equipment over, because once I got the money up, I was going to send my ex-wife some money to send me all of my YouTube equipment here. And she ended up selling all of my equipment because she had to pay bills. But I was like, it's fine, whatever. But it's mine. I paid for that with my money. So I ended up, you know, I got it back. I got a PC set up. I got my camera. Got a decent little mic. The headphone part is going out, so I'll be having to touch it to hear the sound and stuff. But other than that, that's pretty much what's going on in my life. I did a Christmas bonus, which I forgot. So not Christmas bonus, but a Christmas savings. I actually forgot about it. So I had $20 coming out of my check, like. So at one point I was working two jobs when I was switching over to the new jobs that I'm working now. So I had $50 coming out the other check and $20 coming out one check. And then like, and I had that going on and I forgot about it. And then like, I was talking to my store manager. He was like, yeah, he saved money that way. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot. So I got some money coming in, and I'm going to be able to get my Johnny stuff for Christmas. So I really forgot about it. So to the young folks, when you start working a job, no matter what it is, save at least $5 to $10 out of your checks, no matter what. Have it going to an account that you just forget about, because you got to save money. And it's, I'm talking about $5, $10, you ain't gonna miss it. Just save you some money at all times, y'all. But I guess this like a ramble life, car ramble life update. Like, everything I can say is kosher. Ain't nothing too crazy going on. My life been, you know, it's always been up and down, but hopefully I can have way more ups than I can have downs. And that's really about it, y'all. Like, I think I'm doing okay. I wish I was doing great, but like, you know, I don't have any reason to complain. And yes, I will not ever do non-ASMR on this channel again. Everything from here on out is just ASMR. I will keep my non-ASMR either on my second channel, Twitch, or Facebook, or Kick. I want everything on this channel will be ASMR, okay? I got y'all, made it clear. Nobody came to my stream earlier. Y'all have made it clear. But anyway, I look good, I smell good, I feel good. myself. I got a haircut too. You feel me? Feel my beard look good. And that's literally all I can say, y'all. I appreciate y'all for rocking with your boy. We out here getting it, hey, amen. Just bigger, better things probably gonna be coming. I can't really say for sure because I don't know if my channel is I think my channel really is shadow banned by YouTube, but hey, I can't complain, man. I did something. I got like what 7 million views on this channel, man. 20k subscribers. A lot of people can't say they did that, so I shouldn't be